Aye, very passable, that. Very passable bit of risotto.
Nothing like a good glass of Chateau de Chachelet, eh, Josiah?
You're right there, Obadiah.
Who'd have thought? 30 years ago, we'd be sitting here drinking Chateau de Chachelet, eh?
In them days, we were glad to have price of a cup of tea.
A cup of cold tea?
Without milk or sugar.
Or tea.
In a crack cup and all.
Oh, we never had a cup. We used to drink out of a rolled-up newspaper.
The best we could manage was to suck on a piece of damp cloth.
But you know, we're happy in those days, though we were poor.
Because we were poor, my dad used to say to me, money doesn't buy you happiness, son.
Aye, he was right.
Aye, he was.
I was happier then, and I had nowt. We used to live in a tiny old house with great big holes in the roof.
House? You were lucky to live in a house. We used to live in one room, all 26 of us. No furniture, half the floor was missing, and we were all huddled together in one corner for fear of falling.
Yeah, you were lucky to have a room. We used to have living in a corridor.
Oh, we used to dream of living in a corridor. Would have been a palace to us. We used to have to live in an old water tank on a rubbish tip. We got woke up every morning by having a load of rotten fish dumped all over us. House? Huh.
Well, when I say house, it was only a hole in ground covered by a sheet of tarpaulin, but it was a house to us.
We were evicted from our hole in the ground. We had to go and live in a lake.
You were lucky to have a lake. The 150 of us living in shoebox in Miller Road.
Cardboard box?
Aye.
You were lucky. We lived for 3 months in a paper bag in a septic tank. We used to have to get up at 6 in the morning, clean the paper bag, eat a crust of stale bread, go to work down mill 14 hours a day, week in, week out, for 6 months a week. And when we got home, our dad would thrash us to sleep with his belt.
Luxury! We used to have to get out of lake at 6 o'clock in the morning, clean the lake, eat a handful of hot gravel, work 20-hour a day at mill for 2 pence a month, come home, and Dad would thrash us to sleep with a broken bottle if we were lucky.
Well, of course, we had it tough. We used to have to get out of shoebox at 12 o'clock at night and lick the road clean with tongue. We had 2 bits of cold gravel, worked 24 hours a day at mill for 6 pence every 4 years, and when we got home, our dad would slice us in two with bread knife.
Right. I had to get up in morning, 10 o'clock at night, half an hour before I went to bed, drink a cup of acid, work 29 hours a day down mill, and pay mill owner for permission to come to work. And then, when we got home, our dad would kill us and dance about on our graves, singing Hallelujah.
You try and tell the young people of that today, they won't believe you.
They bloody won't.